You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
But we're having a conversation about the Cavaliers. And again, I'm allergic right now to expectations. Every time somebody puts expectations on this, that's when things start to sour. Because the thing that happens is when you have expectations and at any point there's any delineation from that thing being the reality, people react poorly. And sports fans in general and sports media react poorly. I'm just not there. I'm just looking for 9-0 tonight and just looking to have some fun.
I like the one game and approach mentality, but I do think if we're going bigger picture, though, at a minimum, we have to at least maintain what they told us the entire time their own bar was, and that's the linear growth. That was Kobe Altman's big thing, right? Each year, they had to go a little bit better than they were previously. So if last year they won a playoff round, and then in round two they were out in five games, is it now advancing then to the conference finals, or is it just making it into a 6 or 7 game stretch in the round two? Like what exactly is the linear growth?
So I think it depends on how the rest of the East looks, because you were kind of throwing it up there with all the other teams in the East, and the Cavs and the Celtics are the only two teams in the Eastern Conference with records above 500. So I'll be honest with you, if the East is that bad, it won't be. But if it's that bad and the Sixers are down bad and the Knicks don't kind of figure it out, then it probably will be. If you're the number one seed or two seed and the rest of the East looks like mush, yeah. Who the hell thinks the East is going to be this bad?
No, but we didn't think they were going to be this bad last year either, though, for being honest about it.
I mean, they were. What do you mean by that bad? I don't think the East was. I mean, it was worse than the year before.
It was way weaker than what expectations were if you would have said, I don't know, 4 months before the playoffs. Because Giannis had the big injury. And then obviously we saw everything that dismantled the 76ers as well with Embiid. And it collapsed on itself.
Yeah, but I think
the Pacers were in the conference finals last year.
I think those are injuries.
If we were on the right side of the bracket, though, last year, we make it to the conference finals.
Yeah, and honestly, it probably saves JB's job, but you probably would have just gotten lucky to be on the right side of the bracket, right?
That's all it was. That's all it was. It was just being on the right, that's where the Cavs season ended short, is because...
Like, it's the Nate McMillan and...
We took on the Celtics in the second round.
But in the bubble, being in the Eastern Conference finals. Like, if you're going to get there, I think that, here's the thing. If you're going to make it this year, I want it because you're one of the two best teams left in the Eastern Conference. So a lot of what you're asking, though, is, because you're asking the right question, but I think there has to be some flexibility there. And I also have to think, like, the reason why I hated the prisoner of the moment, got to be the Eastern Conference Finals, by anybody in the national media, let alone somebody I think is funny and charming and amazing and Channing Frye.
Oh, that was a lot of really nice words you said there. Are you trying to butter him up like Barry did Dee Podesta?
I want to be best friends with Channing Frye.
That was nice.
The man's got a wine company. He talks hoops all day.
Do you even drink wine?
No, but I can learn.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I can learn.
All right.
I want to be his turtle. I want to be a hangers-on, right? I just, like, you be the Vince. You be the face of this operation.
Yeah.
I'll be your gopher. Just a couple $100K a year, and I'll just be a happy,
that's it,
fat lackey who just makes you laugh. I will be that for you, Channing
Frye.
That
was so disrespectful to Turtle.
I'm not talking about Jerry Ferrara. I'm talking about actual Turtle in the show. That's exactly what Turtle was.
He did it much better, though. He was very cool. He wasn't just taking $200,000 and drinking wine. He didn't turn into Paul Giamatti in Sideways.
Yeah, he really earned it. He really earned
it. He was one of the best characters in the show. There's no question.
Yeah, but it's because he was lovable, not because we're
dated,
like, that guy's
dated
got
all the
it.
Best women. Like, he had it somehow.
That turtle's got it.
He just did.
He's really the brains of this operation.
As the show morphed on, everyone just turned into mush, and then Turtle's character just thrived.
But no, I mean, that's why, like, I don't expect the East to be this bad. I don't know that the Knicks are going to have the same collective spirit as they did last year. They might have ruined that by trading for Cat. Your best player can't be kind of a beta.
And now all the rumors out of New York is they just have no depth is the big key word out of New York. I don't know what exactly that means with them, but that's like the Knicks fans are panicking about their depth right now.
All
it's like,
they
okay.
subtracted was Julius Randle and DiVincenzo, and they brought in Cat. Like, what changed here? Anyways, I digress. No, I don't expect the East to be this bad. So part of me, like if you're, because you're team regression for the Cavs, right? Offensively.
Offensively, only because everyone's going to be team regression when they're off to this hot of a start offensively.
They're not the best offensive team in the NBA. They're top five.
They're one of. They got the number two scoring offense. And then in basically every metric you can come up with, they're top five. I didn't see it coming. I don't know that that part of their game is something that I feel like the core four is like, this is definitely here to stay. So, I hope I'm wrong.
I'm more in the I don't know of could happen, but even if there's a regression, I think they're still going to be top 10.
Which I think we're both on the same page with. So, we're on board.
Which, by the way, I think you can go out there and get past Eastern Conference expectations, meaning regular season expectations. I think you can slingshot past that with a top 10 offense if you match it with a top 10 defense. You can be one of the four best teams in the NBA
for sure
with that formula. But like I'm not banking on the regression from the Cavs because I just don't know. I am banking on a regression to the mean in the Eastern Conference because there's too many teams with too much talent for it not to go better. And again, I don't know who they are. I think it's the Knicks. I don't know about Philly because the whole Paul George, Maxey, Embiid thing was always a weird...
You see, it's already going off the rails.
I mean, it felt a lot like...
Like who are you putting in your corner of like, I trust them to get leaps better? I think I'm with you in that. I think the Knicks are going to be a much better team like 3 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that thing in Milwaukee is an absolute disaster, Nick.
Yeah, but...
It shouldn't be, but it is.
But that I think that's also us looking at a 1-6 record. There's no way anybody can look at a 1-6 record and go, they'll figure it out. Even if you have Giannis. And the fact that there were the early rumors of, maybe he wants to leave because, of course, we're thirsty for the next superstar to leave. But, like, I think the Pacers are going to be better than 3-4. I think the Heat, or probably the Heat, but the Knicks, like, I think there's still going to end up being six teams that if you get them into the playoffs, you're going to have to fight for your playoff lives.
Yeah, but you see how the path is starting to open up a little bit. And when the path opens up and when the Cavs play the way that they are, we can't be shocked that all of a sudden these expectations are coming, even if it is just eight games into the season.
Yeah, but I think that's where I'm just surprised that cooler heads aren't prevailing, that more people aren't going, well, it's eight games. Let's see where this goes. The East probably is going to rebound. I'm not talking about from, but like it's wild that we're just going, well, the Bucks suck, so the Cavs have the gilded path.
Honestly, I as great of a start as it is, I think if the Cavs were even just 6-2 or 5-3, and they were in the same spot offensively and defensively, like our house is in order right now. You're looking around, you got dumpster fires everywhere, and our house is in order. So they're going to prop that up.
Are you expecting the East to be this easy?
No, it's been a joke for the first eight games. It's been a joke.
It's a cakewalk.
Yeah, it can't be this easy the rest of the season.
I agree. I don't know if it's going to be 2 years ago where the East felt, just impossible. I think it'll be on par with last year, though. And so I think that should impact just putting the cart before.
But the Celtics enough, though, Nick, is enough for me to be like, it stinks that we're in the East. That's how good Boston is.
I think Boston's a little overinflated, but that's for another day. Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.